More than 50% of patients with moderate kidney disease may have drug-resistant hypertension. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser, and that's the latest word from researchers at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. They conducted a study that included more than 10,000 patients. They found there was a strong graded association between worse kidney function and the presence of resistant hypertension. Overall, they found that more than 50% of patients with moderate CKD had resistant hypertension. Among these patients with moderate CKD, African Americans and those with a larger waist circumference were more likely to have resistant hypertension. The study showed the same also was true for those patients with diabetes and a history of heart attacks or strokes. The authors of this study say the findings are clinically relevant. They say the data indicate that resistant hypertension appears to be a common condition in patients with moderate CKD, and these patients may need more intensive monitoring and earlier therapeutic interventions. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser for Renal and Urology News.